Happy New Year, everybody. This is episode 121.
It's time for Road Trekking, the podcast. Traveling North America in a small motor home. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle. And sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of road trekking reporters.
Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of 2017, the RV Lifestyle Podcast. And no matter what kind of an RV you have, whether it's a motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this podcast is for you because we talk right here about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, finding fun places, and using the right gear and technology to enhance our RV lifestyle. So welcome. We are honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, happy New Year, everybody. This is our very, very first episode of 2017, being released on January 4th, 2017. And I got a question for you. Do you have a bucket list for this year? If so, what is in your bucket list? Or are you looking for some great ideas, as we always are, for travel in 2017? Well, this episode is going to be a very special one because it is chock full of bucket list trips that our listeners have on the books for their travel in 2017. We're going to devote most of this episode to listening to the trips that everybody has planned. And not only is it kind of fun just to listen to where everybody's going, but it gives us ideas on where we can go and what we should look for. So we are really excited about that. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. We got some questions and some other things we got to take care of, but most importantly, our main topic is bucket list ideas for 2017, and we have some really, really great trips that everybody is taking. But right now, my wife and my lifelong traveling companion, Jennifer. Hello, my bride.
Hello, Michael.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
We are coming to you this day from our from down on the Emerald Coast in Florida. Well, I should first point out that if you hear a little bit of background noise, it's coming, well, right outside our window.
And the waves have been huge the whole time we've been by the Gulf, and I like them that way.
That's the Gulf of Mexico you hear, and it has been. We've had some really big waves, and I just love that sound of that roar of the power of the sea. It's been great. I also am pretty excited because I've spent some time on that sea, my new kayak.
Yes, but you've got to get it flat before you can go back out in your kayak.
I got to get the water flat.
Got to get the water flat.
Well, at least out in front here. There's some bays and bayous and places like that that I'm going to look forward to. I did a post on the blog if you want to look, everybody, and take a look. Some of the fish we caught at a maiden voyage on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. And I'm hoping to go out yet this week and try it a couple of other times. Got to get one for you now, dear.
That sounds like fun. I've used them up
in the Upper Peninsula.
Upper Peninsula. Lake Huron. Huron.
Yeah, so we got to get one for you. And I'm looking, there's a great company that makes a kayak mount for the Sprinter van, which is what our RV is based on. That's its chassis. You stand them up. So I'm going to see how fast I can get one of those delivered to us. I'm really... really geeked on that. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm pretty excited.
So we need one for two kayaks and two bikes, and maybe we need a motorcycle.
No, we don't. We might want one of those e-bikes that sponsors your
that's
thing.
That's true.
I'm thinking
that
those look really cool.
That would be fun.
That would be really good.
We'll get it with a little side thing so I can put Bo in it, passenger thing.
Everybody wants to know if I'm still in the doghouse from my trip with Bo to the dog park the other day.
Oh. Bo had such a good time.
He did.
Well, today we couldn't go there because it rained more last night, so there was no way we could go back unless we got him some scuba deer or snorkel.
We took Bo to a dog park that was underwater, well, much of it was, and I, against my better wishes, he just wanted to go, so I let him in there, and he went and played with his buddies and just immediately went to the middle of this huge puddle.
Well, we've had four elk hounds, and the first two would not go into water, and the second one wouldn't even walk through a puddle. So I thought
this one, he's crazy.
But Ty liked water. But this guy He loved it.
He does. And the reason they don't is they're kind of like sheep. They have all this fur. They have a double coat, these Norwegian Elkhounds, these Nordic dogs. And it's really hard to dry them. And
you have to get them dry because they can get infections on their skin, which we experienced with Ty.
So Bo's had a lot of fun. Bo's also got to treat one of our listeners. And they may actually end up being a sponsor of us down the way. But they make this really great product, and he sent us a box of them for Bo. So Bo is loving them, and we're taking them to the dog park and sharing them with Bo's buddies and making Bo the most popular kid in the park. They're called Dozers, D-O-Z-E-R-S. Oh, I just mentioned it, and his ears perked up. He knows what they are. They're like those greenies, only they're healthy.
You give him one, and he bats it around like a cat.
He jumps up and down. He loves it.
I think he's part kangaroo,
yeah,
or park cat.
He loves it, plays with it before he eats it, and he just absolutely loves it. So Bo's delighted that his fame has brought him some samples of these Dozers. But I think they're available on Amazon, or they soon will. D-O-Z-E-R, you can look them up. But he loves these things. And you can give him one a day. They keep his teeth clean. They're healthy. They're gluten-free. I could probably eat it. Yeah, so he loves it. And let's see, we got a big trip coming up. We're heading over to Gainesville later this week, and I'm hoping, and I know a couple of people have said they're going to drive over there and meet us. Gainesville,
well,
Florida,
fun.
On Friday.
That'll be fun.
We're going to try and do a Facebook Live from there, so we'll tell everybody when that will be. That will probably be mid-afternoon on Friday, January 6th. And if you have some questions, you can tune into Facebook, ask them live, and we'll enjoy that. So we're going to be at Sunshine State RV, one of our newer sponsors in Gainesville, Florida. And I know there's some of our listeners are going to drive up there to see us. Somebody wrote me a note, and they're going to go full time in their RV, and his wife wants to speak to you before they do. So
okay,
it's up
to
you, dear.
I'm not a marriage counselor.
You're not a marriage counselor, but I think they don't believe me when I say it's fun. Now, we're not full timers; we're half full timers. We're probably on the road half the time. So anyway, but today we're going to talk mostly about bucket lists, and we'll share ours in a couple of minutes. But as always, it's time for Jennifer's section.
All right. Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
There are lots of ways to use a road trek besides camping and boondocking. We have used ours as a moving van. Our son had a TV and a couple of big awkward things, and we just stuck it in the road trek, and it worked fantastic. Mike and our last dog have slept in it when I was in the hospital. They made home in the parking lot.
I was up in Montana.
And it worked fantastic. And we've heard other people say they've done the same thing. They just sleep in it in the parking lot.
You know, hospitals are really good about that.
They are.
Yeah, and if you have a loved one who's in a prolonged stay at a hospital, they welcome you, and there's security, and you have all your clothes there. So, but hospitals are very kind about that, so that's a good idea.
And going shopping. Lots of times, I wear you out in about a second, and I'm good for about 2 seconds. I'm not much of a shopper either, but you have a place to stay while the other person does their shopping.
Yeah, I get
you
to watch TV and have snacks in the refrigerator. I like that.
Room to carry home all the stuff that you buy. You've got lots of room for your cargo that you buy. We have used it as a spare bedroom. Mm-hmm. If you have guests, you can sleep out there or let the guests sleep out there, whatever works best. And we have used it at both of our son's houses when we go visit and they need an extra bedroom. We like staying in the road trek better than staying in their house.
So we driveway camp, yeah.
Yeah, we driveway camp. And we just did that at Christmas with our son in Georgia. And it's perfect. You don't feel guilty about dirtying their sheets and making a mess and everything. You just go out to your place, and it's your bed, your sheets, your space, and it's very comfortable. And, of course, as a second vehicle. Class Bs are just so easy to get around in. It's not that hard to park them. And you don't need to have that second car. You have one car, and then you have your road trek, your Class B, and you are good to go. But meanwhile, there's a follow-up report from Steve Dodd of Road Trekker. We met and interviewed last summer in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Steve has a most unusual use for his road trek. as Santa's delivery van. He gives us this update on how it worked out for him this past Christmas.
Hey, Mike and Jennifer, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas and are looking forward to a Happy New Year. This is Steve Dodd, also known as Santa Steve. I met you at the Great Smoky Mountain Photo Safari. And if you remember, I had bought a 1997 Road Trek 190P to use in my Santa business. Well, I want to give you an update on my Santa visits this year. I had a record 98 bookings this year, and the Road Trek definitely paid for itself. I was able to comfortably go to all of my events. I had plenty of room to store all of my Santa books and bags and extra clothes, all the things I need for my visits. It gave me a place to fix some meals, to actually take a nap, and also to have some place just to relax, to change clothes, and just be comfortable the entire way. It beat my expectations. But I just want to give you that update because I knew you were interested in it from our chat up in the Great Smoky Mountains. And I hope you have a fantastic 2017 and hope to see you on the road again sometime soon. Thanks again for all you do. I love the road trekking emails, blogs, etc. Just keep it up. Thanks again.
Thanks, Steve. That was really interesting. 98 bookings and, boy, comfortable room for all of the books and his clothes, and he was able to fix his meals, take a nap, relax. What an unusual use, but, man, nothing but success with all that. You thinking that's not going to keep you from having to go on your diet, boy, so don't ho.
I was figuring I could do that. No,
you're going to
go on my annual January starvation diet.
Yes, it's time to starve in January. Anyway, be sure to send me your tips and suggestions for the RV lifestyle. You can use the leave voicemail link at roadtrekking.com. Just click it and then use the built-in microphone on your computer or mobile device to record a message to me. You can do it over and over as many times as you want until you're satisfied. And then you just click a button and it comes right to my email box. I love hearing from you.
Jennifer's Tip of the Week brought to you by Rad Power Bikes. Get this website down, Rad Power Bikes, RadPowerBikes, RadPowerBike.com. This is a great, great machine. You need these. They are Rad Power Bikes. They're an electric bike manufacturer. They make one of the highest quality electric bikes you'll find anywhere. But where they really stand out, that you need to take note of that website, is because they cut out the middleman. They offer direct-to-consumer pricing, and these are powerful, premium electric bikes. They have three different e-bike models, so they fit a wide variety of rider wants and needs, including a cargo bike that you can say. A lot of people use these. You don't even need you use them as your go-to vehicle. After you park your vehicle, your RV, then you can take off on your bike and you can get whatever you want. They're just really comfortable. They give you this choice to ride pedal-free. In other words, you can use just the electric motor on it with a throttle. Or there are five different levels of pedal assist for just a little extra boost. Maybe when you're going up a hill, you can combine them, or you can straight pedal it just like a regular bike. They're perfect for people who want to get into riding, or maybe you haven't ridden in a long time and you want to slowly ease back in, or you're recovering from surgery, or you're in a hilly area and you need that extra boost. They go 20 to 40 miles on a single charge, and they're priced, as I said, at half that of comparable bikes on the market because the dealer retail markups are cut out. The only thing stronger than their customer service is their passion for electric bikes. You really need to check them out. RadPowerBikes.com. And if you buy, use the coupon code ROADTREKKING and you will get an extra $75 off your purchase price.
Questions. You've got them. Mike and his network of road trekking reporters have the answers. Here's one of our listener RV questions of the week.
I have a RV that's undercover, plugged in, so the battery is staying charged, And today the started beeping. I could hear it when I was out getting wood. And so I went inside and found that carbon monoxide alarm was going off. And everything's turned off. So I don't know why that's happening, but it just keeps going off. I just locked everything back up and came in here to do some reading in the book to see if I could figure it out. Do you have any idea what would cause that? Thank you.
Now, I just want to make sure you're sure that it's the carbon monoxide alarm. Because as you know, there are carbon monoxide alarms, and then there's a smoke alarm, and then there's usually, on all the RVs out there, there's also a propane or a LP gas alarm. So you want to make sure you know that it's the carbon monoxide. And just so you can tell the difference, propane is heavier than air, and thus the propane detector you'll find near the floor. It usually has a number of different alarm states, and one of them is low power supply, and because it's normally powered off the house 12-volt system. So that's your propane, and usually that's kind of a failure-type alarm, a beep, a long pause, a beep, a long pause. That's how you can tell on propane. And then if it's detecting explosive gas, it's a much faster beep, or it's a continuous beep. That's propane. Carbon monoxide is what you say it is, so I'm going to just assume that's what we're talking about here. That's also known as the CO alarm. And carbon dioxide is what they call a near air density gas. And due to the fact that it is most commonly generated by things that are hot, you'll find carbon dioxide tend to put the alarms up at the top near your ceiling. So pretty much always the CO alarm is either on the ceiling or maybe a hand span or so below it. And it is often also tied to the house power system because they often do not have internal batteries. Now that is my clue, because you said you've put your RV in storage and thus everything is off, as you said. So what that means is that eventually those batteries are going to die down. And I am thinking pretty much for sure that what you have here is an alarm that just indicates it doesn't have power. Carbon monoxide alarms, by the way, are also notoriously sensitive. You're not going to believe this, but so even dogs who have past air have been known to set them off. I'm not kidding. This is true. They're very sensitive. Fumes from a stove, sometimes when you start out your heater, even chemical cleaning sprays and products sometimes have set off carbon monoxide alarms. So they're very sensitive. My gut feeling is that your carbon monoxide detector is probably fine, but your batteries might be low on your house because you've got it in storage, and they've probably been drained down too often. Mine has a reset button. If yours has one, you can reset it and see if it continues to go off. But I am pretty sure that what your issue there is just a false positive, you know, from maybe the fumes. If you got a cover on that RV, you know, they kind of smell. Those kind of fumes, you know, it could be, I don't know what your cover's made out of, whether it's canvas or plastic, but there are fumes under there, and that could be setting it off. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. I think that's something easy. But it sure can be annoying. We've had them in us go off sometimes like at 2 in the morning.
Well, it wakes you up and gets you alert. You have to figure out what's going on.
It has. I remember one time I had to find it, and I actually went and pulled the fuse because it was driving me nuts, but it they're very notorious. They go off very easy. You need to have one, so don't leave it disconnected. But my gut feeling is that it's probably fine. It's probably your battery issue because you've got everything off. Sponsoring this part of the podcast, Van City RV in St. Louis, Missouri, and their partner dealerships, Creston RV in Kalispell, Montana, and Wagon Trail RV in Las Vegas, Nevada, bringing you the largest inventory of Class Bs from three locations. Now, if you're in the market for a Class B, you need to remember these things: vancityrv.com, crestonrv.com, WagonTrailRV.com, because they specialize in Class B, high-demand Class Bs, and with three different locations, all of them offering great deals. You'll find they sell road treks and pleasure ways and leisure travel vans and B-pluses, even some other small motorhomes. To check in with us this week is Dan, the van man, with some of the specials they've got on this first week of January.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, we'd like to wish everybody a happy new year. We want you to stop in and see our new 2017 models rolling in. We're going to have the new Isotta 3 Series. We're also going to have the Dynamax Revs. We have some great specials on our 2016 closeouts. Come by and check them out or give us a call at 1-800-467-3905 or check them out at VanCityRV.com.
Well, this is a new year, and RVers have made their bucket lists, and they're getting ready to take on 2017. It's just exciting, isn't it? The start of a new year?
It is. Everybody, yeah. I can't believe anybody wouldn't get excited about a new year. Yep. Such possibilities.
It is.
It's a fresh start.
Fresh start. The past, well, it's
past.
That's
gone.
It's gone.
That's last year. This is this year.
And in this episode of the podcast, we're going to hear from lots and lots of listeners who have are going to share their travel plans with us all. And the reason we're doing this, because it's, of course, the time when everybody's starting to make their list and look at the calendar and figure out where we can go, but also to give us all plenty of ideas for places and events that we may not have been aware of before. And I think the best places that we've ever visited are places and things that we've heard about from other people. But before we hit that, I guess we should probably share ours. We have at least six things that are planned up. And the first one, as I said at the very top of the program, we're coming from sunny Florida where it's still 75 degrees here. First one is just in
the
bottom.
This is the first one we have coming up. Bo is really excited about it. Yeah. He is going to love it. This is going to be the highlight of his elk hound life.
This is our third annual January freeze out.
Tequamanon State Park in Michigan, the Upper Peninsula.
At Tequamanon Falls, that is January 20th through the 22nd. We have, you know, we try and keep these road trekking gatherings we organize to about no more than 50, 60 people. We're close to that, but I believe since we're, anybody can go to the Tequamanon Falls State Park up there in Michigan, and you can make a reservation. If they've got any spots open, you're certainly welcome to join us. But that's just coming up in a couple of weeks, January 20th through the 22nd.
And what I like, the people in the Upper Peninsula really welcome us. They're
they
so
do.
Glad that we come. We're good
they give
for
us
the
free
economy.
Snowshoes to use.
It's nice to go someplace and feel like you're not a bother, but that you're truly,
truly
they're
welcome.
Delighted to see you.
Yep. And
year
we,
after year, they're
yep,
delighted
this
to see
is,
us.
This is the fourth time Jennifer and I have camped up there in the winter in this month, and it's the third time we've opened it up to everybody. And this year, our buddy Jan Seiner is going to build an igloo, and he's recruiting people in our group to spend one night sleeping in
well,
an igloo.
That's fun. That's the first I've heard that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So good. We're going to probably spend the night in an igloo.
You are. You and Bo. It sounds like
Bo
a good thing
will.
For you and Bo to do.
Bo will love it.
I mean, you spend a night, you know, up in the woods with
yep.
Bo when we had our granddaughters with us when we were up camping.
Yeah, I got
not?
Banished from the road trek and had to sleep in a tent. All right, the next one is the very next month, February 24th through the 27th. And this one is in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And this is our Pals Pogos annual event. It's called Smokin' on the Bayou. And it's a Mardi Gras weekend.
And we have done that once before.
Yep. Pogo's done it. I think it's the third or fourth time he's put it on. Pogo cooks up some great barbecue. But we really like the Mardi Gras aspect because it's in a little town. This is not like New Orleans where it's all debauchery. This is a real family organized. This is the real Mardi Gras. Little towns up and down the Gulf Coast. And we've got a group of people there that will be there. And that's going to be fun.
It will be.
And then our major event for us every year is our photo safari. And we try to pick really spectacular places to go where you can get absolutely incredible photographs of landscape and animals and wildlife. And I am so excited because it's at my very favorite place in all of North America.
That is Glacier National Park.
Yep. We're actually going to be staying right outside the park boundary in the Chewing Black Bones Campground, and that is on the Blackfeet Reservation. And we've got a great program planned for that. That is sold out. There's no more room, but we have a waiting list for that. But that's June 19th to the 23rd. I'll tell you what, we're going to put a list on our show notes to this episode of all of these road trekking gatherings that you can go to that we're talking about. But that's really fun. Then the next one is a huge event. I mean, it's one that it doesn't happen very often, a total solar eclipse. And this one's going to be in John Day, Oregon. And it's our Pacific Northwest get-together, August 18th to the 22nd.
And
that's going to be pretty cool, huh?
That will be very cool.
Jan Seiner has got a big, it's all boondocking. He's got a big field right directly underneath where the total eclipse will be truly total. So everybody's excited about that. That's August 18th to the 22nd. Then we're down south in September 14th through the 18th. That's going to be fun.
And that's not too long a drive for us. And so I know we're going to make the Blues and Barbecue in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yep.
At Trace State Park.
We've got, some great blues entertainers who are going to, we're going to even learn how to play the blues harmonica. We've got some great blues entertainment lined up. We've got some great barbecue. And that's at Trace State Park in Tupelo, Mississippi. September 14th to 18th. And then we always do a fall foliage tour. We get to go look at the leaves turning. And this time we're going to be up in New York State, October 2nd through the 6th at the Shawangunks area up there. That's a spectacular area. A lot of people do rock climbing. That's going to be beautiful. So
that'd be hard to say that name several times fast.
Well, they just call it the Gunks. Everybody knows okay. It is just the Gunks. So that's where we're headed, and that's on our bucket list. However, I've got a couple of ideas that I've picked up as I was editing all these calls. So we're just going to jump right in and play a couple of these, and we'll take a break. We'll offer some of our comments, and this is going to be the rest of the program, folks. So stand by. Get your pens out. I'm not going to have detailed links on every one of these, so you're going to have to come back and listen to them all. But let's start off with our very first bucket list for 2017 from one of our listeners named Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. This is Beth Field in Tamarack, Florida, and I'm sending you in this voicemail in response to your call out to ask where we're excited to be camping next. And you're going to laugh. I'm going to the Tampa Super Show. That's where I'm really excited to be camping next. I've never been there before because my husband has a 10-day camp thing that he does in Alafaya, Florida, and it's the Mountain Men Rendezvous. And because he has the truck and I have a towable, that means that I have nothing to tow my camper with, so I've never made it to the Tampa Super Show before. And then a friend suggested that we trade for the week and he take my car and I take his truck so I can actually go this year. And I'm so excited. Not that I really want to replace my camper, even though she's going to be 13 years old. I still am deeply in love with her. But there's always cool stuff to see. And there's, you know, different floor plans. And, hey, when I am ready for my next camper, at least I'll know what I like. Because I've got three or four that lined up that I really want to see. But the Tampa Super Show is like the largest show, one of the largest shows in the country. And I live 5 hours away from it. And I've never been. So this year is the first year I've gotten to go, and I am super excited. I actually will be camping on site. I got my camping reservation, and I'm hoping to meet up with some of the Sisters on the Fly because I'm also a part of that group, or maybe some of the RVing Women because I'm part of that group, or Florida Flamingos because I'm also part of that group. I love to camp, as you can probably tell. So that's where I'm camping next, and we also have reservations at Long Key State Park for July. I'm excited to be going back to the Keys. Another campground that I really love is Blue Spring State Park. We were there a few weeks ago with the start of the manatees going into the Blue Springs because it's a hot spring and the manatees like to winter there, and that was pretty exciting to see all the beautiful manatees playing around in the water. So those are a few suggestions, and I hope to see you at Place on the Road. Have fun and happy camping.
Oh, Beth, thank you so much. Can you just tell the excitement in her voice?
Yeah, I'm thinking that with the name Beth Field, she needs to be one of our field reporters.
Yes, Beth, you should be. You really should. We've been to, Blue Springs State Park in Florida for the manatees. That's a great place. We just love, there's a boardwalk you can walk, and you can see these manatees. They're gentle giants. They really are fun. And that's worth a trip all by itself to Florida, so We've done that. That was great. And she's going to the Super Show, and we would be there this year, except that's when we're up at the Upper Peninsula. And we've camped there before. It's a lot of fun.
We did, and I love how she has done her homework. She has three or four rigs that she wants to check out. She's happy with what she has, but she's laying the foundation and getting ready for her next move.
Yep. Well, Beth, you got me excited, and if there's any possible way we could figure it out how to go from the Quammen Falls to Tampa, that we can, I'd do it.
We'd have to fly.
Well,
can
we
even could
do
that?
It. I would try it. All right. That is Beth in Florida. Let's go out to the West Coast now with Jeff and Mary Jane.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. Mary Jane and Jeff Curry calling in. Here's some of our plans for 2017 with our RV. In March, we're heading out to Phoenix to La Mesa RV and plan to be there for a few days and the local area there. And then in April, we're going to Central Coast, spending a week in Avila Beach and the surrounding areas. We're hosting our first RTI rally, Road Trek International, in Monterey on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, which should be a lot of fun. And then we're going to the Montana Photo Safari in June with the Road Trek group. We're looking forward to that. We're going to view the eclipse from Oregon, and that should be fantastic. And then we're also going to the Central Coast again in October. And if possible, we'd really like to make the gathering in Mississippi with Road Trek. Those are some of our plans, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, that sounds pretty darn fun to me. I like all of these. My problem is I shouldn't be listening to these because I want to do every one of them.
Well, it's going to be nice to see Mary Jane and Jeff again. For sure, we'll see them out in Glacier and in Mississippi.
Mary Jane, of course, is our RV chef. She's a personal chef, and she does our RV recipes every week, at least one of them, on the roadtrekking.com blog. And that's a great trip, Mary Jane. I can't wait to see you guys out there because as a personal chef for Road Trekking, we always get some special food from the mm-hmm. Currys, and that works out pretty good. And it's fun. Let's go. Let's keep listening to some more. Here's Dick and Beth.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. This is Dick and Beth Chase in North Carolina. We'd like to share our bucket list for 2017. We had a wonderful first year of adventures in our road trek and are looking forward to visiting Prince Edward Island for our big 2017 trip. Thanks for your advice and inspiration. Happy New Year from Dick and Beth Chase.
Happy New Year to you guys.
So, Prince Edward Island.
We've wanted to go out that way to the Maritimes in Canada, head out to Maine and then straight up. And we've got a lot of people who are taking that and some very special special reason to do it in Canada because it's the year of the bicesquicentennial. I can't say that. Anyway, you'll hear all about it. It's coming up more. So that's pretty good. That's a great trip. And then that's one place that we haven't been. So we need to do that. Our friends Jim and Carol Diepenbrock. Let's see. I know they went to Alaska last year. I wonder what they got planned this year.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. This is Jim Diepenbrock down in Ohio. As far as our bucket list in 2017, we're still putting it together. But over the last several years, we've tended to go west, Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, and then was our big trip last year was to Alaska. So we're thinking about changing it up a bit in 2017 and going east through the New England states, certainly stop at Acadia National Park, and we'll go up to Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and while on the East Coast, we'll likely stop in New York City. My family was immigrants. My father and my grandparents came through Ellis Island, so I would like to visit there, as well as the Statue of Liberty and, of course, the 9/11 Museum in New York City. So we're still forming our bucket list plans for 2017, but we're leaning toward an East Coast trip, at least right now. So for you and Jennifer, have safe travels in 2017. I'm sure we'll see you somewhere on the road.
I'm going with Jim and Carolyn. I would like to go east, and I like New York City, and I'd like to see the Statue of Liberty. I can't get you in New York City.
I spent too much time there as a journalist. I do not like New York City.
I can't get you to go to the big
city. I can't stand New York City.
I like the West.
I hate Manhattan. The only reason you could get me there.
Strong language.
Well, I just don't like it.
You don't like a lot of crowds and congestion and traffic.
The only way I would go is if you let me stealth camp on the streets of Manhattan. I think that'd make a great blog post.
What are we going to do with Bo?
Bo's with me.
We're going to let Bo run.
Up and down the concrete canyons of the Big Apple.
Yeah, Bo wants to run free.
Yeah, I know. He does. I think I got to have dog parks there. Probably $80 an hour, in New York.
Bo adds another dimension to our lives. He sure changed what we were going to do this year.
Yes, he did. He did. Bo was the big surprise for us in 2016. That was great. Our pals, the Burkitts, who do our Off the Beaten Path reports, they've been working on their bucket list this
week. Hi, Road Trekkers. Here are our travel resolutions for 2017. Number one, stare up at the night sky from deep in the desert on a moonless night.
Number two, make a note of where we're staying every night in case there's an emergency and we need to know how to describe it.
Number three, improve our Spanish and spend some time exploring Mexico.
Number four, visit our newest national park, Katahdin Woods and Waters.
Number five, plan the perfect trip to Alaska.
Number six, stay in more places for more than one night.
Number seven, celebrate Mardi Gras in a small town.
Number eight, be sure our travel schedule is relaxed enough that we can pull off the road when a hand-lettered cardboard sign says, turn here for the party.
We're Patty and Tom Burkett, wishing you good roads, great campsites, and a surprise on the horizon.
Happy New Year!
Well, this is fun listening to everybody. We always had a goal that we wanted to brush up on our Spanish.
Esta bien. Yeah. Esta verdad. That means... this is true, I think. That's about all I remember.
Well, I took French in high school.
Oui, oui. Hey, I wonder if the Burkitts, if they want to go to a small town Mardi Gras, they should join us with Pogo's. I think that's sold out, though, too. I better watch it. But anyway, Pogo's barbecue, smoking on the bayou, and Mardi Gras festival at the end of February. There might be a cancellation or two, and you can try that. That'd be fun. But if they want to do a small town Mardi Gras, that's good. They're looking at Alaska, too.
They are. We were going to do that last year, but then we got Bo.
Yeah.
Bo
would love Alaska.
Yes, he would. Note on where they're staying so they can tell people in case it were an emergency where they are.
You know, that is so common sense that it needs to be stated over and over again because it's also something that you don't think about. You know, well, where are you? Next to a big pine tree. You really do have to have good directions. That's a great tip.
Especially when we do our boondocking.
Yeah, that is. All right, let's go up to Jim Blair. Jim wants to head to we've got a couple here now that are back-to-back. We'll just play these two back-to-back because they're in the same general area. Here's Jim Blair.
Hi, this is Jim Blair, and our bucket list destination this year is going to be Newfoundland. Jim and Cindy Blair are going to be heading to the far northeast corner of the continent, up by Nova Scotia and on over to Newfoundland.
Hello, Mike. This is Ken Bowl here from Scarborough, Ontario. I just want to say that I'm going to celebrate Canada's sesquicentennial year by seeing as much of Canada as I can in my new-to-me 2008 Road Trek 190P. I love the vehicle. I haven't had much time to use it. So I'm looking forward to this spring heading off to Newfoundland and spending, I guess, a good 3 weeks there just to get a feel for this very special part of Canada. And then in the fall, I think I'm going to make that drive all the way up to Yellowknife because I've never been to the Northwest Territories. And that looks to be a very exciting trip. And then coming back down through northern Alberta to end up in Vancouver, and who knows where I'll go from there. So there's lots to see in this country. I've traveled it by car and tent many, many times and by train. But this will be the first time in a road trek. And I'm very much looking forward to that and all the freedom it offers. So keep up the good work on your show, and I look forward to running into, not literally, but bumping into meeting up with other road trekkers on my journey. So thanks very much. And I think I'm going to start off just to get warmed up by heading down to Florida this month and give that a try to test out the vehicle. Take care. Thanks very much. And Happy New Year, one and all.
Happy New Year,
well,
Ken.
It sounds like Jim and Ken are going to make time to stare up at the sky and stay more than one night in a place. Just enjoy, slow down, and
we've got a couple of people, other people who want to head up to Newfoundland and also tour all of the Canadian provinces during this special anniversary year for Canada, and we'll hear some more of those coming up. But right now, let's take a quick little break and let you know that this part of the podcast is brought to you by our newest sponsor, which is SunshineStateRVs.com. All one word, SunshineStateRVs.com, where every new or used Road Trek motorhome is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the country. This is a heck of a deal. Sunshine State RVs are very specialized in the inventory that they keep in stock. And I don't know of anybody who has a larger selection. Some of the rarest Class B RVs, by the way, in the United States. So if you're looking for a Class B RV, you need to make a trip to sunny Gainesville, Florida. Their RVs range from 1990 models to the current year and everything in between. And they have, of course, a brand new line of brand new road treks as well. New Pleasureways and Winnebagos and leisure travel. You will not find a wider selection anywhere else, and they all come with this incredible guarantee that they will deliver it to you wherever you happen to be. And every RV that they advertise has been through a 172-point inspection. SunshineStateRVs.com. Here's Nick with some of their specials and what's happening this week.
Hey, this is Nick at Sunshine State RVs. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're very excited about this new year coming up in 2017. We've been ramping up our used inventory and getting new road treks in every week. Right now, we have more road treks than we've ever had here, used and new. This Friday, we're very happy to meet Mike and Jennifer here at Sunshine State RVs. We'd love for any road trekkers in the area to stop by and hang out with us in Gainesville. We will have special pricing on all new and used road treks this week. If you can't come by and visit us, remember there's always free shipping on any new or used RV for all road trekking listeners. So be sure to check us out at SunshineStateRVs.com. Happy New Year.
Well, we will be there, Nick, Jennifer and I, and Bo. And Bo is so excited, he's going to bring some free dozers to give out to some of the doggy buddies there. He'll have some small ones and some big ones and some medium ones. These are those, I talked about at the very beginning, these little treats that one of our listeners who makes them very healthy and good for their teeth. But anyway, that's Bo. He's with us wherever we go, so you get to meet Bo too. And We'll get there a little after noon, I think, on Friday.
Here, I thought you were going to say Bo's taking a bath.
Bo's so taking a bath tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Hopefully, he'll stay clean.
He is. All right. Sunshine State RVs will be there on Friday, January 6th. A little bit after noon is when we'll roll in. And we look forward to meeting anybody who shows up. We'll have a live Facebook feed from there as well. And let's see. We got to get back now to our bucket lists of the year. We've gotten some great tips. We've got a whole bunch more. So sit back, relaxed, and write these down because this is some ideas that you can use for your bucket list plans. Here's John with his ideas. Hey, John.
Hi, this is John and Jackie Deeker from Pullman, Washington. We're new to RVing this year, and on our bucket list is a trip to the Grand Canyon and surrounding areas. We are really looking forward to that, as well as a trip in June to the Sandcastle event in Cannon Beach, Oregon. So those are on our bucket list right now. Hope to hear some more ideas from others. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
Can't go wrong with the Grand Canyon.
No. Boy, that's a great spot. We found a great boondocking spot there. Everybody couldn't get into the campground. And they were camping miles and miles away. And a great secret is on the North Rim, which is the best part of the Grand Canyon to see, by the way. It's not quite as crowded. There's a federal forest, a U.S. forest, and you can camp. There's all sorts of free places where you can boondock. We had a great time. That was one of the nicest trips I've ever done.
Yes.
And it was just, that's only like 3 miles from the north entrance there. So, well, that's a great trip, John. And if you're a brand new RVer, you're going to have a ball. I didn't get what this sandcastle thing was. What's that?
It's in Oregon. I have to look it up. Oregon.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. That's on our to checklist. That always sounds fun. All right, we've got some other great tips. This is Tom and Betsy.
Hello, Mike and Jennifer. This is Tom and Betsy from Owensboro, Kentucky. And our bucket list trip for 2017 is a 3.5 month Alaska journey. We are going to leave the Midwest mid-May. Our first major stop will be in the Canadian Rockies for about a week. Then we are going to head over to Prince Rupert, British Columbia, and catch the Alaska Marine Highway ferry boat system. We're going to spend at least 5 weeks there with some flexible stops in Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Sitka, Juneau, and Haines. After that, we get off the ferry and head up towards Fairbanks, and then spend a couple of weeks in Denali National Park, head south through Anchorage down to the Kenai Peninsula, where we'll spend another several weeks. After that, we will head up to Whittier and the Prince William Sound, take the ferry over to Valdez before we start the Alaska Highway on our return trip. And we're going to come down to the West Coast, Vancouver, hit the state of Washington before we return to the Midwest. We took a similar journey to Alaska 6 years ago, and we covered 11,900 miles and can't wait to go back. Fantastic. Enjoy your podcast. Thanks a bunch.
Mm, that's what I want to do, dear. I really do. And he's taking the right amount of time. He's taking 3.5 months. They're flexible, so you can stay, because they're really wise and they're not going to rush through. And if you want to stay a night or two extra here, you stay. Doesn't that sound fun?
It does sound like fun.
Now, we've been to all those towns. We've been to Wrangell, and we've been to Haines, and we've really enjoyed all of those. But I forgot about we did it on an Alaskan cruise once, but I forgot that you can actually put your road trek on a ferry and take that inland passage up and then get off and move around from there. That really sounds fun. I really need to get some good pictures of those bears up in Alaska. So,
well, that it does sound fun. We've been to Alaska twice.
Yep, we've never been in our road trek. Yeah, that was all work assignments, journalism assignments, but we enjoyed it. But this one, you know, we're going to be at Glacier, which is just, you know, a little bit south of the Canadian border, and then you just jump up and you're in the Canadian Rockies, and that would be in June. We could just kind of head straight on out. But,
well, we better get organized.
All right, listeners, help me on this, because I'm trying to talk her into it. She just sees 11,000 miles.
11,000 miles, sitting there with our dog that has to... I guess if we're getting the wilderness, we can just turn them loose, huh?
Yeah, we'll let them go.
Let them run?
Yeah, well, that'll save that problem. All right, let's go to Tom, who has a great trip planned for that big event coming up in August. Hey, Tom.
Hi, this is Tom from Ottawa. Next August the 21st, there will be a total solar eclipse passing through the United States from Oregon down to North Carolina. If you search online, you'll find many maps of when and where it can be seen. Probably the best weather is going to be in the west. So, you may like to plan a visit next August the 21st.
Well, that's where we'll be. We've got a big event planned in Oregon, and good for you, Tom. We'll probably see you out that way. That's going to be a lot of fun. That eclipse, that's pretty impressive to see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tony is next. Let's hear Tony.
Hello, everybody. This is Tony and Barbara Magnanti. We want to show a happy 2017, wishing everyone a great new year. And we're really looking forward to our travel list this year. The whole thing is kind of a bucket list. We're out of South Florida, so we tend to spend some time in Florida. We're going to hit Sebastian Inlet, Lake Louisa, Okeechobee, KOA, the River Ranch, and enjoy those. Those are all friends and family trips. And we've also got trips planned for STEM North Carolina, see my brother. And a big trip will be the Seaport Campground and RV Resort in Mystic, Connecticut. That's probably our biggest bucket list trip this year. It's lifelong friends and family members gathered for a week at a great place up in Connecticut, and we'll really enjoy ourselves on that one. And we're also real excited about participating in the Mississippi Blues Meetup. If these tickets ever get released, we're excited about that. Hopefully that'll come together for us too. So quite the lineup this year, and who knows, maybe we'll mix in a couple others. Again, Happy New Year, everybody, and hope everybody does really well. And we'll see you guys out there road tripping.
Hey, that sounds like a great one.
And I like that, friends and family. All their trips are with special people, and we'll get to meet them in Mississippi.
Yeah, Tony's one of the moderators that we have for our road trekking Facebook group. We're pushing 11,000 members of that group now, and thanks to those moderators like Tony and many others who helped keep it positive and fun.
And PG.
Folks, we should do an episode sometime on the stuff my moderators catch. They are a great team, and Tony is one of them. And Tony, we'll see you at the Blues and Barbecue one in Mississippi. That's going to be fun later on this summer. All right, here is one that really got me excited. Listen up to this one, Jennifer, because I think we could make some of this stuff. This is from Doug MacArthur.
Hello, Mike. It's Doug and Jane MacArthur in Ottawa, Ontario. We are looking forward to going to Wyoming, to Buffalo, Wyoming, in the last 2 weeks of June and the first 2 weeks of July. We are great fans of Craig Johnson's Sheriff Longmire series. And there's an event called Longmire Days, which will be probably in the first week of July, it hasn't been announced yet, where there will be up to 10,000 people in that little town, fans of Sheriff Longmire series. So we'll get a chance to meet Craig Johnson and all the cast of the television series, etc., etc. We like Longmire because he integrates the local native cultures into his stories, particularly the Crow and Cheyenne tribes. Much like Tony Hillerman, I guess, in the Leaphorn series. Anyway, we're going to enjoy that. But before that, we're going to the Little Bighorn Battle Reenactment, which is an annual event with the involvement of the local native tribes, Cheyenne and Crow, etc. That'll be in the last week of June, I believe. So we're going to have a great time there and take lots of pictures and have a lot of fun. Anyway, cheers from Doug and Jane in Ottawa.
Hey, Doug, the reason that got me so excited is I have read every single book, novel, and short story by Craig Johnson. Now, if a lot of folks have watched the TV series, and it's a great TV series, I really like it, but much, much different than the books, as it always is. Craig Johnson is absolutely one of my all-time favorite novelists. He is just terrific. And the beauty of that, Jennifer, is we're going to be not too far from there as we go up to Glacier National Park. So I'm going to time that trip so we can at least stop in. He said there were going to be 10,000 people in Buffalo, Wyoming, which is a small little town. So I'm glad we got the road trip because we'll have a place to stay. But that should be really fun. And if you are looking for a great novel, if you like stories of the West, but the modern West, with a great sense of humor, you will love the Sheriff Walt Longmire series. Get the novels. Read Craig Johnson's novels. The TV series is great too, but it's much different than the Longmire character in the TV show is a lot darker than the Walt Longmire who is in Craig Johnson's book. But still, excellent series. But I digress, I guess. For me, that really, I did not know about that. And since we're going to be near there, I really want to take that in. Well, I love those books.
Well, make sure we do it.
All right, we are. So, Doug, thank you for giving me a great idea. And we got lots more coming up. Here's Jim McKay with an idea.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. My name's Jim McKay, and I have my 2017 wish list for camping. First on the list is to go to Cumberland State Park in Corbin, Kentucky, or near Corbin, Kentucky, and we're going to try and finally see a moonbow. Moonbow basically is a rainbow at night with the help of a full moon and a waterfall. In this case, we missed out our two opportunities in 2016. We were there, but the clouds were overcast, and we didn't get to see the moonbow, but for 2017, we're hoping that we can get to Corbin, Kentucky, there at Cumberland State Park, and indeed see the moon bow.
Thank you, Jim. A moon bow. I don't know if I've ever seen one of those.
Well, find out when it's happening.
How many times have we gone by Corbin, Kentucky? We usually stay there. There's a KOA there that we stay at.
Mucho times we
have
gone.
And how many times do we see that? Cumberland Falls State Park, and we'll say, but we're always in a hurry having to go someplace else.
Usually we're on our way to our kids. Our kids have been in Georgia for 11 years. And
we have to go see we have a football game or something to do. So that's... that's got to go on our bucket list, too.
That does.
Yeah, because we go right past it all the time. Oh, that is a great one. All right, a couple more, and I just am loving these. This is so fun to hear everybody's plans for 2017. It's a new year. Here's one more.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. My name is Lisa. I met the two of you at the Hershey RV show back in September, where Jennifer came with me to have a look at the 190P that I hope to be getting in the next few months. Well, when I get it, assuming that it's still winter, I hope to be escaping the cold winter in the Northeast with a trip down south, probably to Florida. And that would be for maybe 2 weeks or so. But if I don't get my Rotrek 190P by March or so, probably my first big trip will be to the Canadian Maritime provinces, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, and that would probably be in early summer. Thank you very much for all your great podcasts. I've listened to, I believe, all of them, and I'm looking forward to lots more. Thank you very much.
Well, it was fun meeting Lisa, and I'm so delighted that she got her 190.
Yeah, we met her. You met her. Well, we both met her, but I mean, you took her off and helped her look at that 190, that Rotrek 190. That's great.
Yeah. It was fun to be in on the beginning of somebody's dream.
Yeah. Lisa, you've got some great trips planned, and it's wonderful to kind of get a completion on that. As we visit the different dealers and shows around the country, it's so fun to hear follow-ups from everybody, too, because we meet these people, and, oh, they're great. When are we going to see them again? And usually it's months. So I appreciate you checking in and hearing
from you. We have met some of the nicest people.
Yeah. You know, that's a benefit we never thought we'd have when we started off this whole RV lifestyle. We just thought, you know, we'd go see beautiful parts of the country, which we certainly have and will be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the people have been the biggest surprise, haven't they?
Yeah, and you're instantly friends, I guess, when you share an interest.
Yep, and the differences, the diversity, none of those, it makes it all kind of rich and much more intensive an experience, but everybody gets along, and that's the one thing I like about it. All right, we've got one more we're going to squeeze in, and then we got to move on to a couple other segments, but what a great segment. This is one more from Rod and Lillian.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. It's Rod Volkey, following up on your request for our plans for next year. Lillian and I are relatively new road trekkers, although longtime wanderers. We just bought our new Road Trek Zion back in August, and we've been wandering pretty consistently ever since. Now, for next year, we have big plans. Next year, as you may know, is Canada's 150th birthday, 150 years since Confederation, and we're going to be trying to hit all the provinces over the course of the year. The big item, though, is we want to try to get up to Yukon, Northwest Territories, where we've never been. We've been to all the provinces in the past. We've done every inch of the Trans-Canada in the past, but we've never done the territories. So that's going to be our big one for next year. We're probably going to try and head west somewhere in late May and try to get up to the land of the midnight sun right around the solstice to take best advantage of it. Later in the year, we'll probably be back out into the eastern provinces to enjoy some of the folk festivals later in the year down in Nova Scotia, and we'll probably try to make a jaunt over to Newfoundland because we haven't been there since 1999, which was Newfoundland's 50th. So it's time for another visit there. So that's our big plans. We've been just settled in so well to this lifestyle. It's absolutely a disease. We just, as when we're home, we just can't wait to take off again. Wish everybody in the Road Trek gang really happy holidays and a happy new year. And we look forward to seeing some of you on the road in different places next year.
It is, in a way, like a disease, because you do want to take off and go. It's fun.
It is. Do you remember Rod and Lillian? As I remember, we met them. We met them in September at Tobermory up on the Bruce Peninsula in northern Ontario, Canada, during one of our road trekking gatherings. They happened to be in the area. We ran into them inside the town of Tobermory, and we told them where we were, and they came over and joined us all for a night, and we had a good time. And they had that brand new Zion, and it sounds like he's got a great series of trips planned. And Rod, we hope to see you out there as well this year.
I like the Zion.
Yeah, I do too. It's a great little vehicle. Well, hey, we have really enjoyed this. Thank you all for sharing your bucket list items with us. But most of all, thanks for giving us some ideas of things that we want to do.
Yeah, this is a great idea. We've got to do this more often.
Yeah.
We'll have to have a 6 months, you know, how's everybody doing it?
Yeah.
What are you going to squeeze in before the year ends?
Yeah, and all of you who are listening, you know, if you have ideas for the podcast episodes that we want, just offer them up, send them in. We love to be very responsive to you. We love your questions and your comments, and please, the best way to do that is through that leave voicemail link on the right-hand side of the roadtrekking.com blog. Or you can also, if you have like a smartphone, you have a call recorder or one of those apps, you can just record it and send me the audio file, and we can incorporate you into it too. But well, that was really fun, wasn't it?
It was, Mike. But we'll have to make this an annual event.
We will. We will indeed. Well, thank you again, everybody. This part of the podcast brought to you by Aldi. A-L-D-E, that is the only name you need to know when you are choosing a heating system for your RV. The Aldi Hydronic system is what you want, because it brings so many cool features and benefits that you won't find with any other product. It is a silent, radiant heat, kind of like the high-end homes that you see with that baseboard heat. The Aldi system provides a warm, even, natural heated interior. It's great for pets. It's really efficient. The whole system draws less than 1 amp on 12 volts DC. It extends the life of your propane about 40% over forced air. We will be using ours in just 2 weeks during our winter campout up at Tequamanon Falls State Park in Michigan's very snowy Upper Peninsula. Keeps us nice and cozy, and it isn't that dry heat that kind of just is so irritating. It is just a really nice, comfortable heat. Lots of options. The one that we have on our road trek, CS Adventurous XL, is the floor heated floors with our Aldi system. So nice. Aldi, A-L-D-E. It is the only name you need to know when you are choosing a heating system for your RV.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV Tech Tip of the Week.
All right, well, as we do every week, we check in with our pal Steve Van Dinter, who has some tech ideas for us all for 2017.
Hi there, Mike. Welcome to 2017. I certainly hope you and your listeners had a relaxing and enjoyable holiday season. And with the start of the new year, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about some new tech that can get you off on the right foot. First up, the Misfit Ray Fitness and Sleep Monitor. Now, it looks like a sleek piece of jewelry for men or women, but it's really packing a whole lot of smarts inside. In fact, while you'll feel good having it on your wrist, it's actually keeping track of your movements throughout the day, notifying you when you get a call or text, allowing you to take selfies, and even wakes you in the morning at the time when you're in the light of sleep. And its 6-month battery life, yes, one half of a year, means you never have to think about plugging it in. And all its information is shared right to an app on your phone. Again, that's the Misfit Ray. Next, if you struggle with getting pictures and other files onto and off of your Android device, then have I got the gadget for you. It's the Ultra Dual Drive USB Flash Drive. Long name, I know, but what it does is pretty simple. On one side, you've got a traditional USB connector that plugs into your computer. On the other is a USB Type-C connector that plugs into any phone with a USB-C port. Plug it into your phone and easily transfer files to and from the flash drive. Then plug it into your computer and easily transfer there as well. It doesn't get much simpler than that. And finally, if you ever stop to take a hike on any of your road treks, or maybe your kids like to listen to music on their Bluetooth headphones while on a cross-country drive, then the Mophie Power Capsule would be a great addition to your trip. Not only does it act as a protective case for your headphones, it also has a built-in battery and will charge your Bluetooth headphones up to 8 times over. Again, that one is called the Mophie Power Capsule. For more information on any of these, you can head on over to VerizonWireless.com. With this week's traveling technology tip, I'm Steve Van Dinter from Verizon.
And this podcast is brought to you, this part of the podcast, by Verizon, which operates America's most reliable wireless network. They are the official wireless provider for the road trekking podcast. As we travel the country in our RV, just about anywhere we've ever gone, we have a reliable, solid Verizon 4G LTE signal. I use it to send in all of our reports. I'll be using it to send in this podcast since we're on the road this week. I use it, I do an NBC video segment for all the NBC affiliates every week. I use my Verizon connection to send that video in. And you know how big files video, how long it normally takes? I can do it just in a breeze with that super fast 4G LTE network. Verizon ranked highest in all of the major network studies, multiple tests year after year. Can your network say that? If not, it's time to make the switch to Verizon.
Traveling North America in a Class B motorhome. This has been Road Trekking the Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for next week? Click the send voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Road Trekking. Road Trekking.
Well, so ends another episode of Road Trekking, the RV podcast. Remember, we would love to have your voice be a part of the podcast, and you can make that happen by recording a voicemail message. Click the right-hand leave voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com website. I invite you to please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. New episodes are released every Wednesday. You can also join our mailing list. We send out a special newsletter to subscribers every Monday, absolutely free. You can sign up right from the roadtrekking.com blog. Hey, that was so fun hearing so many of your ideas for bucket list trips for 2017. Till next week, on behalf of my wife Jennifer and our dog Bo, I'm Mike Wendland, road trekking across North America. So long, everybody.